in special way for us. So we're really excited about that. So for those of you who are here with us for your first time, we welcome you. I said this is an encounter service, so it's a little bit different. We're not going to do our regular schedule. We're going to kind of rearrange a few things. I'm speaking to you up front just to let you know we're not going to be having announcements today. When we bless the children, I'll come up here in a little while. You'll pray over your children. We're going to release them together as a family to go downstairs, and we're going to head back into worship. I would expect some time today where we're going to be spending some deeper time in worship, and as we do so, the Lord's going to be giving us direction about how he wants to administrate things this morning. But we're expecting healing here today. So if you're new to healing, new to seeing the Lord heal, maybe you've never seen him heal through your hands before, maybe you've never been in a service where it's happened before, he does amazing things. And so we're here waiting to see what he's going to do today, and we're just going to move along with the Spirit. So right now, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this house. We welcome your presence. We welcome you, the person of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you have a personality, that you have emotions, that you have a plan. You care for us. You love us. Your care for us is deep. You're our comforter. You're aware of our afflictions. You're aware of the challenges that we face. You're aware of our joys, our triumphs, and our struggles. And we just welcome you into each and every one of those aspects of our lives right now. We ask you to just inhabit us here today. We ask for your wisdom, your insight, your love, your tenderness, your care. We just thank you for your sweetness, Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your manifest presence. We welcome you in this place, and we are here to honor you as you point us towards God the Father. We just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to head back into worship here, so just press in with the Lord. Tithes and offerings, we'll collect them at the back door on your way out today. So if you brought something, please feel free to drop it off then. And really, right now, we're just going to focus on what God's doing, all right? Praise God. Go ahead, Pete.
Thanks. We're going to do just a little bit of that song we just played again.
It's funny, several of us have commented recently, I thought there were more people when we walked in here in the morning. But it's incredible how many kids we have. And that is a huge blessing, by the way, to have that many kids. Hello, sweetie. You want to go down here? Just follow these ladies right there. What a blessing. Some of the interesting things that we've been hearing from the Lord this morning isn't really too much to the physical, actually. He's speaking more about our emotions this morning. And one of the words that's coming forward is a contrast between where we see ourselves and where God sees us. And what he's calling us to. And that he's stirring some things in a lot of us right now. There's just a lot of rumblings that are going on in our spirit where we're feeling almost a weightiness of what we're carrying. There's different concerns, there's different cares. We can feel that void from where we are now and where he's taking us to. And in the midst of that, God is coming in and saying, nope, I got this. I got this. There's things that you know that you might need to hand over to the Lord, or you're worried or concerned about what that's going to look like. And the Lord says, don't worry, I got this. As we're moving into this service today, we're just singing here how awesome he is. How awesome he is. Our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. And that's not just broken in your physical sense. We get a brokenness in our spirit sometimes. We get a brokenness in our emotions. And the Lord, I believe, is coming this morning with a real gentleness of showing the contrast of who he sees us as being very different from who we see ourselves as. And he's drawing us towards the identity that he's given us and not the one that we see when we're looking in the mirror or when we're walking through our day. You have that mental image of yourself that you kind of carry around with you. Sometimes that mental image is pretty dark. We're pretty hard on ourselves. But the Holy Spirit comes in and says, no, I'm going to call you up out of that. That's not who you are. Who you are is who I created you to be. And so he's calling us to align with the image that he has of us because it's the true identity. As we go back into worship here today,
I'd encourage you to take those things that you see as those broken pieces in you right now. If you're feeling the weight of something that you're carrying, and it could be a lot of different things. You know what it is. The Holy Spirit knows what it is. But I would encourage you to take those things before the Lord right now and say, Lord, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to handle this. And right now I feel the weight of it almost crushing me. I'm ready. Show me how you want to deal with this. And bring that before him in worship. And let's see what he starts to do in this. All right? So, Pete, if you'll take us, let's head back in.
I want to give you a little testimony. Can I do that, please? Thank you. I do expect somebody to say yes. Didn't plan on talking about this, but... By the way, the next song is Who You Say I Am. Who You Say I Am. Who's you? No. Who You Say I Am. This is a Christian church, right? Who you say I am. You is God. Who God says I am. Oh, I don't know. It's been a few months now. I mean, it was stirring before then, but I came up here for prayer one time, and Pastor Lanny was up here. Now, it's been a while, and I hadn't planned on mentioning this, so I don't remember exactly what my words were or his, but I do remember the gist of what he told me. Now, I cry easy when it comes to the God, and I'm trying not to, okay? You with me? Give me a little compassion here. I need it. I am my worst enemy. I criticize myself continually, I have most of my life. You hear what I'm saying? Everybody thinks the devil's their worst enemy. Hey, have some freedom here. The devil is not your worst enemy. The guy has been beaten. The worst enemy is us, ourselves. Do you understand? The carnal mind, okay? I'm sorry. I'm Italian. All right? So, Lanny said something to me about the image of God. And I went home, and I looked that up. And on my phone, I was going to get my phone, but there's no need. You could touch the front of my wallpaper on my phone, and what comes up? Everything God says I am from the Word. Because when I'm stupid, and I say stupid things about myself, then I'm a failure, and et cetera, I hit the front of that phone, and I read who God says I am. Are you with me? Now, I don't know if anybody else in here has got to do that, but I'm just telling you. If I got to do that, probably somebody's got to do that. I personally think everybody does. But I'm trying to encourage you. The Word of God is what changes us. It's the Word of God that changes you. Mixed with faith, it's the Word of God. I got to tell you, I ain't there yet. I don't know if I'm going to arrive there yet by the time I pass. But, you know, I'm better. I know where I go when I get that way. And yeah, I get in a fog and then I have to go, oh yeah, I am who God says I am. I'm not who that coworker says I am. I'm not what that review says I am. I'm not whatever. Like I said, usually the problem is us. Usually the problem is us. Well, the devil, da-da-da-da. He's going to help you for sure. He's a reality. Okay? Go to the Word of God. Okay, sorry. Here we go. All right.
Words that we're going to share with you this morning. Where the Lord's coming with this. Go ahead, sweetie.
The general sense this morning that we've been receiving while worshiping and praying is that there is an anointing for the Lord to deal with the things in our lives that we speak to ourselves. The I'm not good enoughs, the whatever narrative that we have in our mind, the yokes that have attached to us, the things that when we're walking along the path with the Lord, we kick them out of the way to keep moving forward. But that the Lord is, there's an anointing here that's already resident here to deal with those things, that he's crossing them off the list because he's forgiving, he's dealing with him, and it no longer matters. And he's doing this because once those are out of the way, we can have a course alignment, where realignment with him, where we can begin to walk in the identity that he has already claimed for us, But these things get in the way sometimes.
Thank you. Lord led me to this verse here. It's in Psalm 44. I'll read it to you. We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right arm, your right hand, and the light of your face, for you love them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. You can't change your mind. You can't transform your mind. You can't transform your will. God is the one who does it. He's the one that puts that foe to shame. He's the one who has the victory, what we just sang here. So that grace that we're talking about, that the Holy Spirit is pouring out right now, to step out from whatever it is that you're trapped in with your mind or whatever was going on, but you know that you brought before the Lord this morning, there's a grace to walk out of it because he's the one that has the victory in it. You just have to take that first step toward him. I want us to go back into that song one more time. But as we do, I want you to think about what we just read here, what the words that are up on the screen, and take that first step towards him. I'd encourage you to move forward here in the room. Take that step. We can gather up here in the front together. As we take that step to walk out of those mindsets, walk out of whatever darkness is clouding our minds, whatever identity it is that we've taken on, take that first step and say, Lord, I'm ready to be free from this, and I know I can't do it on my own, but I'm willing to walk forward with you. None of us knows what each of us is dealing with. So there's freedom for us to come forward this morning and just say, Jesus, whatever it is that's going on in my heart right now, I give it over to you and ask for your victory. All right. Go ahead, Keith. Repeat. You know, what we're talking about here with an anointing isn't something for you to strive for, isn't something for you to earn, isn't even something for you to be beaten down by or anything like that. The Lord comes and he showers on us. Hallelujah. It's like that gentle falling rain. Just that gentle falling rain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in this place. We thank you. It just gently falls on you and rests on you. You ever gone for a walk in that type of rain? Just gently comes and rests on you. And then you carry that thing, and it's not like you're soaked to the bone and get cold. It just rests on you. Holy Spirit, we just welcome that gracious gift of your anointing right now. Lord, that you're the one that breaks the yoke, and we just get to walk in that victory that you're giving us. And that's a peaceful walking, Lord. No, you're the one. You're the one that brings the rain. You're the one that sends it. You're the one that lets it fall on us and rest on us. We thank you, Lord. Lord, as you draw us into the identity that you have for us, as we set aside the things that we've been carrying, Lord, and give them to you, we recognize that you're the one that breaks the yoke, not us. It's not our bow that brings us victory, Lord, it's you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We're going to release you in case you need to leave here. We're going to hang out here for a little bit longer and just stay in the presence of the Lord. But please feel free to be released. I'm going to bless us. I'm going to thank the Holy Spirit for what he's done here today. And I'd encourage you to hang out with us for a little bit longer. If the Lord's moving on your behalf right now, I just ask you to hang out in his presence. It's a real sweet presence right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you for everything. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for today. We thank you that we've been called to the identity that you've designed in us. And that you're the one who's bringing us away from the things that have clouded our vision, clouded our minds, clouded our images of who we see ourselves to be. And I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your sweet presence in this place. Lord, I ask as we move forward into our week and into this season that's coming before us, Lord, that we would continually recognize that you are always there to take these burdens off of us, Lord. And you say that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Lord, I thank you that you're destroying chains that have been attached to people for a long time. You're bringing us into a season of freedom and victory, Lord. And I thank you for how you're walking us together into that. And Lord, I ask right now for your grace in this season, your blessings to be apparent and evident, Lord. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to be released or hang out here with us in the presence of the Lord.